Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call this guy. He his cooler, he thinks, fell off the back of his truck. He lost it. He told his wife, who thought, what if we had Dean and Raj call him and pretend that our vehicle got hit by this cooler? We were behind him.
So you're the guy you're calling. He doesn't know anything about this.
I found him.
This is Jack.
Jack, you don't know me. My name is Joe Hicketts. Did you happen to lose a cooler?
Yeah, I lost a cooler.
Well, I think I have it. I was behind your truck on the highway the other day, and it bounced out and hit the hood of my vehicle, and it dented the hood of my car.
Wait, it bounced, it did what?
Came off the back of your pickup truck, and just shot up and dented the hood of my car.
Well, are you what color was the cooler?
Dude, you already told me you lost the cooler.
I mean, how do you know it hit your car? Are you sure it...
I have damage. All I'm doing is calling, we make this right, and everything's fine. I got your license plate number. That's how I found you.
No, I don't... I think you've got to call your insurance company, and you've got to file a claim through them.
Well, I will. It's a $500 deductible. And so, the decent thing would just be step up and pay that, and we're good.
Yeah, but how do I know that the cooler actually hit your car? Maybe you just saw my cooler, and you're just trying to get my money, man.
I know where you live.
Whoa. How do you know where I live?
Because I got your license number. Want me to come over?
No, I'll bring the cooler over. No, I don't want you to f***ing come over.
I'll bring the cooler over and I'll...
Don't you f***ing come to my house. I don't know who you are, all right? I don't know what you're talking about. My cooler did not hit your car, all right? And you are not coming to my house.
I'm coming to your house, and I'm gonna put your head in that cooler.
Are you threatening me?
Decapitate you.
Are you threatening me, man?
I will decapitate
you. What? Who the f*** is this?
And then I'll put your head in the cooler.
Who the f*** is this?
That's a good question.
It's not Joe. I don't have your cooler. Your wife called us. It's Dean and Raj at the radio station, and we're doing the birthday scam on you.
Are you? Oh, my God.
It's from Linda. She wanted us to call you.
My God. I can't believe this.
Yeah, just tell Linda that we called.
All right, guys.
And you have a very happy birthday.
Thanks, I will. I'm gonna kill her. Bye.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Last Sunday night when the Astros played the Red Sox, the game was shown on ESPN, which meant Alex Rodriguez was here as part of the broadcast team, which meant his girlfriend, Jennifer Lopez, was here. The ESPN broadcast table was set up at the top of the Crawford boxes. So superstar J-Lo sat in the seats in the boxes with the common folk, directly below A-Rod. Now, I've been in the Crawford boxes. It's tight up there for someone with a normal-sized derriere. So I wonder how J-Lo managed it. I wonder if she had to buy two seats. And if she did, could she even feel the armrest?
Oh.
That's today's Wild Pitch. Oh. All right, we're going to play another game of Name Five Things. This is where we choose a topic. And then we get you on the phone and spring it on you, and you have to name five things related to that topic. It's always, this might be an easier one.
Maybe. We'll find out. Estella's with us from Pearland. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's up?
I'm ready to play the game.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's. Are you a fan of the band Styx?
Yes, I am.
All right, then this should be fairly easy for you. It's tough going first, but I want you to name five Styx songs.
Go.
Mr. Roboto, Babe. Oh my God.
On the spot.
That's two.
I know a lot of them. Oh my God.
They don't come when you want them to, though, do
they?
No,
they don't. Oh, you got me. I can't. I'm not on the spot.
All right. Well, you did well, I think, to get two right off the bat like that.
But yeah, very hard going first. Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you Google this, you're going to kick yourself because right. they're just easy to see when you look at it.
If only they would come here more often. Yeah. Then we might be able to familiarize ourselves.
All right. We had a timer we were going to use for this.
I know. Where's
we?
The timer?
I have it now.
That's
now.
Let's bring in our second player, Hank. Good morning, Hank.
Morning. How are you?
All right. You're going second. You've had a couple teed up for you. Ready? Name five stick songs. Go.
You have 10 seconds.
Miss You Roboto, Babe, Come Sail Away, Don't Let It In, Glory Lie.
We need one
Renegade.
More.
Renegade, he said.
That was five right there, wasn't
wow.
it?
Wow. Was
Holy
it?
Moly,
You're
it was.
The one keeping count.
Yeah, that was five.
Well, congratulations. Hank, you've done it. You're going to go see the show. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What were those again? I want to double check. Never mind.
He might name five different ones.
I know.
They have that many.
Or then he'll come up with three.
All right.
We'll just get, you know, I don't care at this point. So congratulations. You're going to the show. Hang on. We'll hook you up. So we were thinking about Dumbass of the Week, and which we decide on Friday, but we pick a dumbass every day for the finals.
Yesterday's, we chose the breakdancing FBI.
Agent
whose gun goes off in a backflip.
He backflipped at the breakdance off.
At some party in Denver or something.
Nightclub.
A nightclub.
The gun went off and it falls in. I finally found the video with the audio. This is real. He's jumping around. He flips.
Oh. Mm. Whoa. Hey, hang on. And then someone got hit.
Yeah, the guy who got shot in the leg now gets drinks for life from the club.
Oh.
Today we kicked around the Miss America pageant for not doing the swimsuit competition. We looked at, was it the parents who made their kids fly in coach while mm-hmm. they flew up in first class?
First class.
We thought that was okay.
I think that's fine.
I mean, the kids were 10 and 12.
We're lucky they're taking them.
Yeah.
You're flying in a plane. It's very exciting. Just yeah. get in the back.
And don't order anything.
Right.
Yes.
That's what happened because we did that with our daughter and her friend, and we sat in first class, and they were about 10, and they were about, you know, six rows behind us in coach.
I think it's.
But I kept seeing the flight attendant taking, they kept ordering food and drinks. I'm going, I bet that's going to our daughter again.
You know, as a family, we always obviously try to get our seats together.
Right.
But if an opportunity came up where they came to you and said, hey, we have two first class seats, we're gonna have to split you guys up, if you want, you know, the kids will be fine,
sure,
seven rows back, I think we probably would have done that.
Hey, people
oh,
load
yeah.
kids on planes by themselves, and you know
yeah.
grandma picks them up at the other end,
right? You throw the poodle in the cargo hold and the
right.
baby in the back and you sit up and
off we go
first class.
But that's not our dumbass
well,
today.
Well, who is it then?
In Wisconsin, police finally caught a serial toilet clogger in the act.
Was it deliberate?
Deliberate. He was, yes,
you know,
he was.
Maybe he had an issue.
No, he was stuffing empty bottles of soft drinks into
oh,
the toilets.
Okay.
One of his targets, a women's bathroom at a community center, was hit over 30 times.
So he's got
you
a
wonder
problem.
What would drive this guy to this kind of yeah. bizarre behavior. Like, this is my thing. Every day I'm going to go into the bathroom and clog a woman's toilet.
He had drinking too much Blatz, probably, right?
Drinking the Blatz? Is that what you're talking about?
Or a frosty can of hams.
Up there, yeah.
What are the other Wisconsin beer? Well, you have Pabst, of course.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Yeah. Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
Oh, some Old Millhouse for you.
Yeah.
Old Millhouse.
What about?
That'll make you clog a toilet.
What about? Used to be like old style. That was a good one.
Get up there in the shanty.
With an old style. Or maybe some grain belt.
Never heard of that.
How about Schmitz?
Schlitz.
No, Schmitz was the.
Schmitz?
I've never heard of Schmitz, but.
Upper Midwest. It was they had
the regional.
The 64 decorative cans.
You know what Schmitz gives you?
Each can had an artistically.
It clogs the toilet!
Artistically panned painting of a guy fishing, hauling in a big northern pike or a muskie.
Oh, yeah.
So,
when
okay.
are the smelt running?
Let's go up to Sheboygan and clog a toilet. Eat some sausage. All right, enough of this. Let's just say that he is the guy today. Yes, he'll be competing Friday for the finals.